Magazine and Alternative Sport, here with my buddy pal Amigos and fellow Liverpool aficionados. Am I aficionado now? I think I am anyway.
Yeah, you are. officially an aficionado.
Chris and Steve from Red Men TV, or The Red Men TV. How are you guys? How are you?
Good, mate. Thank you for having me. Really excited.
Can't wait. Looking forward to...
I've been sat here for the last two Fridays, just waiting to talk, and you've been too busy. They couldn't even jump on the call, so we haven't had to do it. Oh, look at me.
I knew I'd get this.
You want like a peek behind the curtain? It's like, should we record the podcast? Well, you know, I've just got to interview Josh Allen. It's like, oh, so you're sacking us off for Josh Allen? Yeah. Understandable, really, isn't it? But it's also really annoying when you have to watch it on your Instagram stories. I'm like, yep, that's Dre with all of the best sports people in the NFL. Great, thank you.
We're having a chat today, Dre. Sorry, no, I can't. I've got Kay Adams hanging off my neck. I'm a bit busy at the moment. Okay.
I mean, you lot know. You lot know the order. Order in life when it comes to Kay.
Mate.
Kay, everyone else.
I would do the exact same.
Before we get started, and you know, these guys are going to be telling us they're powerless. I've been getting flack for mine. That's been on DAZN. Yes, I have mentioned it, unless these guys are going to give me stick. But I will go for it again, because, you know what, things have changed somewhat. You know, there's maybe a couple of positions that have moved around. But I just want to say thank you to my bros for sending me this. My first Christmas jumper.
Look at that. It's so cool.
Look at that. I will be wearing this, especially on the 23rd of December, when we teach Arsenal their place in life. I'm just letting them know that. Yeah.
Get in, Dre.
Winter is coming.
I think right. Somebody else has used that line.
Yeah, are they? Oh, good. All right. Right. Now, let's get started. I want to know what your power lists are. I'm going to go with the biggest mouth on this podcast. And no, it's not me. It is Chris. He's going to start off.
No, not at all. Right, okay. The Eagles are dropping out of my power rankings. They are not in the top five. The Lions take the Eagles' place. The Eagles are chumps, man. They've beaten absolutely nobody. They've beaten the Pats, the Vikings, the Bucks, the Commanders, and the Rams, and they've lost to the New York Jets. These guys are on record 5-1, but they haven't proved it yet to me, and I am more important than their records. So the Eagles are dropping out. They're no good this season. They will get better, and they'll be there at the end of the year. But right now, they're not in my top five. The Lions are in my top five. They have beaten the Chiefs on opening day. They're a well-rounded side. Both sides of the ball, offense, defense, they've got weapons, they've got wins, they've got it all. To surprise you, at number four, I'm gonna go with the Miami Dolphins. That is just pure offense. Let's be honest, pure offense. I was torn between the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Eagles. I could have quite happily ranked them sort of level with one another. I sacked the Eagles off, kept the Lions in. Dolphins will go far because of that offense. And because of the way that it's being ran at the moment, and the fact that, like, I think I might get 200 yards for them. Then we've got number three, the Bills, the 4-2 Bills. The losses were understandable. Obviously, that first game of the season, the Aaron Rodgers won the Jets and everything like that. It was a bit weird. It was a bit nuts. Josh Allen had a terrible game. They bounced back since then. And then obviously the other losses, the Jaguars in London. The Jaguars were obviously acclimatized to London, so I'm giving it to them. Then it's the KC Chiefs, the defensive Kansas City Chiefs. They are my number two. And number one is the all-world San Francisco 49ers, because if they get CMC, Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel back on the field, suffer no more injuries, they will stroll to the Super Bowl this year.
I'm gonna push back on one thing. It's because you're dropping the Eagles out of your top five. I hate them, and I can't believe I'm defending them. But they've won. They're 5-1, and you're putting in who instead? So effectively, the Bills are going in instead.
You think the Lions are better than the Eagles?
But yeah, the Lions are 5-1 on record. It's the Bills where they're 4-2, and I've bumped them above both of them. That's the probably contentious thing. Yeah.
Why do you think the Bills are better than the Eagles?
Yeah.
Because I just feel like at the moment they are more likely to score points than the Eagles. I just feel like, I know the Eagles have been doing all right, but I do feel like they've just not played anybody. They're running up scores on absolute no marks, and they're not looking that good in game either. Like, you know what I mean? So for me, I just think with Josh Allen, with Stephon Diggs, with James Cook, the weapons over there, Gabe Davis and everything else, I just feel like the Bills are getting better each week, whereas I just think the Eagles have kind of plateaued all year and not really improved game by game yet. I do think that can change, don't get me wrong. Mm. But right now, until they play somebody and they beat somebody, I mean, the best team they've played is the Rams. Yeah. Like, and they're just completely middle of the road. Like, at least all the others have played someone half good.
That's true. I think that the Bills, for me, are kind of... I'm not still seriously convinced by them, because, you know, even my Giants, as terrible as we are, like, you know, we came within one possession of winning the whole game. So, you know, and then their Jags actually beat them handily. It's not like it was just a close thing. It was a beat down. So I don't know about the Bills. Love you, Josh and boys, but I don't know.
When I did my list, the Bills, I ended up with 8 teams, and they weren't even in my top 8, the Bills, I'll be honest. That was the new, so we obviously disagree on that one. Shall I go?
Yes. Shall I go? Yeah, my God, now.
Yeah, I didn't, honestly, I didn't even have them in there. For example, I'll do the 3 teams who missed out. I think Jacksonville are better than the Bills. I think the Ravens are better than the Bills. And I think the Browns are better than the Bills. They're the 3 I would have above the top 5. Obviously, my top 5 is going to be similar to Chris's, albeit a little bit in different orders. But
okay.
So I have gone at 5. I've gone KC at 5. You're right. I think that defensively they've been good. I do worry about the offense, and I worry about the pass catches. And, you know, Travis Kelce on one leg, and it's about that. They've just signed Mecole Hardman to try and get some offense going. And I know, listen, it's Patrick Mahomes. That's why they've got a chance. And of course, they have. He's unbelievable. But I think of the 5-1 teams, they're the ones actually, for me, who I've been least impressed by, if I'm honest. There's something not right with the Chiefs' offense. But defensively, they are very, very good. And that's what's probably keeping them in game. Mm. And listen, Mahomes and Kelce is always worth something. And the little improvisation, like the little hook and lateral play they played the other day, which is, they've got that, haven't they? They've got the playground ability to just do something like what Mahomes is doing. It's a lot of Mahomes' legs as well, which is a bit different from the past. It doesn't feel quite like they're clicking. I would trust them to get it right. But right now, I think the other 4 teams, if they played, would probably beat them. One already has. So we'll see how that pans out. At 4, I have got Miami at 4. Again, the offense is electric. It's absolutely it's unplayable at times. I mean, I nearly died when I thought Tyreek Hill was injured today, and he turns back up. He's finally had a bit of cramp. They are just so fast. Like, someone's going to have to come up with a way to beat them. And I know the Bills did. But they are electric. Again, I think you can score on them. You know, they've conceded 156 points. Like, they are not watertight. And I do wonder, you know, obviously it's different because they're in the hot weather. But I wonder if the winter comes, does the offense slow down a little bit? I think that's something that we might see. But the schedule actually doesn't see them playing too many games in what you'd say is bad weather. But offense is unbelievable, but I have questions about how often the team score again. You know, like the Broncos, I know they battered the Broncos, but they still score like in the 20s. You know what I mean? Like Miami, yeah. They're defensively, they're not brilliant. So I've got them at 4. At 3, and this might surprise people, this is where I've got the Eagles at 3. I think. Both they're so good because they dominate both lines. That's why they're so good. I know it's boring, but their defensive lines is just a joke. They just pass rush for days, and then the offensive line, we've seen the brotherly show thing. It's just almost unstoppable. I think they lost the Jets game because obviously Lane Johnson went down, and that's something they're going to have to deal with. And they could drop out of this top 5 based on that, because when he went off, they were a different team. But they just dominate both lines. Jalen Carter's an animal. He's like just unstoppable at times. So I've got them at 3. I've got the Lions at 2. And that might surprise people. I don't like them for obvious reasons. I think they're so efficient on both sides of the ball. They might be the best coach team other than the Niners, who are going to be number one, it's obvious. But the Lions look so well coached. I would never have thought that about Dan Campbell. I just thought he was like a rah-rah, motivate the guys, coach, bite your kneecaps and break your ankles kind of thing. But they're so clever. They're so clever. You look at some of the things they did the other day where, you know, quick snap, direct snaps, run, get the whole offense involved. They managed to get Williams free. The Williams touchdown comes on a very quick snap where they just caught the defense snapping, and then they've got the sweeps and St. Brown. Obviously, the Montgomery injury is a blow, and we'll see how they deal with that, but they seem to be okay as well. So I think the Lions are brilliant, actually. I think they're really good. Jared Goff probably playing as well as he's ever played. I don't know how high that bar. I know we got a team to the Super Bowl, for example. He seems to be better playing there. And then obviously the Niners are one and they're the best team. They're amazing on both sides of the ball. Mm. We talk about the offense so much. The defense is so good as well. The pass rush is frightening, and they just churn guys in and out. But obviously the McCaffrey injury doesn't look too bad. We'll see how Debo is. If they were missing both of those two, you'd obviously say, I wonder how they get on, but you could say that about any team. If you took any team's wide receiver and running back off them, they're probably going to be not great. So I think that's unfair. So I wonder.
And the left tackle as well, to be fair.
Listen, I'm a Packers fan, and we've literally dealt with this, and it's not easy and it's not pretty, but they are so good. I think the gap between 1 to 2 is so much bigger than the gap between like 2 to 7. Mm. Does that make sense? Like, I think the Niners are head and shoulders the best team, and that doesn't always mean they're going to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't mean they're going to do anything, but they look a clear out, like an outlier how good they are. For example, I've got the Lions at 2. When I was doing my rankings, I ended up with the Ravens at 7, and I don't think the gap between the Lions and Ravens is that big. Where I think the gap between the Lions and the Niners, I think the Niners would, I think they whoop the Lions. That's how big the gap is. They're incredible.
I'm going to give an honourable mention to the Jags, because the Jags have been four in a row. Like they're playing lights out football, and I never thought I'd see them just like handle like a team like New Orleans yesterday. That was quite impressive. Even though
we've got to remember that they've got to go home at some point, and they're not very good there.
Yeah, they're definitely good on the road. We'll see, but they're getting more of a vocal support. It's not as quiet as it was before, when people just eating their lunch in the background or just talking. Like now they've got actual proper fans. Yeah. Right. Okay. So I'm influenced by some of your moves. So I'm going to move the Bills out of my top five. So Bills are 6, because I just haven't. They haven't really performed the way that I mean, bar like a couple of times. I give who did they give a whipping to? Just give someone a whipping. I can't remember who it was.
Miami. They handled Miami
properly. But I don't know. Everyone's got like an off game in them, so I can't really count now, because otherwise I'll have to be moving 49ers around. And you know they stay still. So I'm gonna go with on number five. I'm gonna go with the Eagles, because I've been least impressed with. This is just based off of football, not record. You know, just and who you've played against. So 5 Eagles. I know people are going to say I hate the Eagles, so I'm going to move them out anyway. Then I'm going to move with. I'm going to move to 4 with the Lions. I've been really impressed with the Lions. I think they need to be in. Then I'm moving 3 with the Finns. 2 with the Chiefs. And 1 with the 49ers. I think Chiefs are just playing lights out. Like, they haven't, like, I mean, I think the Taylor Swift focus has actually taken some of the shine off of what they've been doing. You know, they've been winning games comfortably. There's no like last minute score in it. Like, it's a beating. Everyone's getting one. So I just think that had the Taylor Swift furore not been around, then people would be focusing more on them. So I think people are sleeping on them, and I don't think they mind that. You know, but yeah, the Lions are ones to look at.
The big thing with the Chiefs, though, is that, like, you know, to sort of counter what Steve was saying earlier on, no team scored more than 21 against them. And when you've got Pat Mahomes, it really doesn't matter. 21 is absolutely fine. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They hit 20, didn't they, obviously, against the Lions in that first game of the season. And you know for a fact that that offense is going to get better as the season goes on because Pat Mahomes won't allow it to not get better. And so if the D can continue to play that, and also there is just a change in the way the offense is being run. It is more going through Pacheco and the running backs than we've ever seen before. And they're comfortable controlling the clock. It's what, like Steve referenced the Eagles before and the Lions, and I think he's right too. But what those that offensive line does is they control the clock. And that's how their D suffocates the other side because they get them into maybe six possessions a game against the Eagles. And that's how you like end up struggling. Your offense can't get into a rhythm and stuff like that. So I think the Chiefs are really good and they do control the clock a lot better and they're keeping the score down for a reason. But they will, I think, like you said there, Dre, I think they will get better. Like,
yeah,
I agree. But my reasoning was like, their last three games, they beat the Jets, the Vikings, and the Broncos, and they've all been pretty close games. Like, you know, the Broncos were like, it wasn't as much, but like it's not a blowing away. They only just beat the Jets, they only just beat the Vikings, and I don't think any of those three teams are particularly that good. And obviously, the Jets have shown recently that they're more than capable of playing up against big teams. Maybe it's that, but you are right.
Jets beat the Eagles.
You're right.
Just beat the Eagles, like.
Yeah,
you're right. Like I said, I listen, top five is really good. I think the Chiefs are brilliant. Pat Mahomes is the best player in the league. They're going to be fine. They'll win a playoff game and they'll be somewhere in the mix, of course they will. I just think if on a neutral field, I would back the four teams I put above them to win.
Mm.
I think we're sleeping on the Lions because they're the Lions. If it was a different jersey and a different colour team, like they're really good. Like they've got they're so well coached, they're efficient. They're the team who don't struggle. You know, that they beat the
The problem with them, though, and I, you know, they made my top five as well, is that when it comes down to it, I am backing Mahomes over him in a playoff game. And the likelihood is it ain't going to be in a neutral field. It's going to be where it's been the last few years. You know, it's one of those things, isn't it? Now, obviously, you'd back Mahomes in his house against absolutely anybody, of course. But like the, you know, when it comes down to playoff time, the Lions, I just don't think have got the experience.
No, you're right. I don't think the Lions can win the Super Bowl. I'm just judging right now. They have again. It's the NFL, but like they handily beat Tampa, they handily beat Carolina, they handily beat the Packers, they handily beat the Falcons. They were in a tight loss to the Seahawks, and I think they deserve it. They beat the Chiefs on the opening game. So I think they're excellent, and then I think, looking at what's ahead for them, I just mentioned before that the Ravens were in my list as well. That's who's next for them. That's a different test. But I've been so impressed by the Lions. And listen, I don't like saying it. I don't like them. I don't particularly want them to be good. But I think they're brilliant. I really do. I think I wouldn't be shocked if they were in. You know, if you mentioned before, what to play in a playoff game, the Chiefs and the Lions. Well, it would be the Super Bowl, and it would be interesting if the opening game ends. If the opening game is the last game, and I don't think it's beyond the realms. I still believe the Niners are head and shoulders the best team in the NFC, but you know, any given Sunday and all that, like we've just seen, and if they get into a game, what the Lions have shown is that they can hang around with anyone and they'll give anyone a go. And even if they lose, the only, you know, it's a squeaker, it's only a little one. So that's how they go. But do you guys remember when's the last time you think the best team has been this much the best team? You know what I mean? Like,
2007 Patriots.
I was thinking the Patriots. It's hard to think when you're number one team. I remember the Packers for a while.
Until the Packers,
I was like 16-1. And we ran through the team. Yeah.
Damn straight.
It happened with the Packers, mate. We were 16-1. And next week, again, I think it was the Giants, wasn't it? So it's hard. I think the Niners, and I know it's mad saying this, coming off a loss. But I think the Cleveland deserve a mention because their defense is a joke. If Watson can just be,
they just haven't got anything going through. That's that going forward. I just don't. The only thing is that I think people. It depends on who you're playing against. So therefore, you can have a great defensive record if you're playing really not anyone really. I'll give them their due. But for me now, like I was going to ask you guys the same thing. Is like two teams coming out that who are going to be in the AFC and the NFC championships. Who are you putting in there? So you're right now, is there a general consensus that we're putting in the Lions versus the 49ers at the moment from the NFC?
I think...
No?
I still think the Eagles and the Niners probably get there. And I think, again, this is obviously you're planning for the next few weeks now. You think the season's going to go.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs and maybe the Bengals, which is wild.
Bengals?
Of course, honestly. Because I just feel like as they get more and more, as you know, the QB gets fitter and fitter, they're just going to come from nowhere. Because it's not how you start, it is how you finish. And the Bengals started slow the last couple of years. So I'm expecting them to sort of go in the same direction. So they can't make the top five in the power rankings now. I also think there's a sneaky one for a team Steve mentioned, the Ravens, man. Consistently one of the best coach teams for the last 10 years, by the way, every single year. You know, John Harbaugh always coaches them right. No, not really any questionable decisions. Always seems to keep them competitive. Always at the top. They know exactly who they are. They know how they're going to win games and stuff. So, again, I expect them to be there or thereabouts come the end of the year.
I'll let you go. But it's like, are we talking about... So, I'm just making it sure, Chris. So, you're saying you're going with the 49ers... And the
Eagles,
and the Eagles for the NFC, and the AFC. You're going for potentially the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Yeah, because I think the Chiefs are going to have the best records.
Okay.
And then you need the Bengals to sneak into the other side, then, don't you? So they can't go in as the sixth. They need. Where did they need to be? The fourth? Did they need to be? So that they
might have to win the division. You probably want to win the division. When you wish you can, they're only a game back. So it's not the end of the world. They're only a game.
Again, like, look, I'm not saying they're the best side in football right now. I'm not. They're nowhere
close
to it.
You're just predicting a run.
I'm just trying to predict that, yeah, in the next few weeks, I think we'll be talking about them a bit more.
Keep an eye on the Browns, Mike. Keep an eye on the Browns.
The Browns D is the best in football at the moment.
It's historically good, and that travels, and that stays the course of a season. If anything, bad weather that's coming makes that even better. So I would not write the Browns off. We'll see how Watson comes back, but like the game they lost, obviously, recently was when the guy found out he was playing at 2 weeks' notice. They went and got they just went and got PJ Walker off the street and just beat the best team and beat them like they did. Like, and they are so good defensively. I would not write the Browns off being in anything.
But will you put them in a championship game, Steve?
I've got the Chiefs. But Jacksonville, you know.
Okay.
I think Jacksonville. Because I think
they're fucking eyes. What?
I think they are going to be so well seeded because I think the seed's going to be high. I think whoever comes out the north, and I think whether it's the Bengals, Browns, or Ravens, because they're all going to beat each other, they're going to be quite low seed. If they win the division, they probably could be the three or the four seeds, potentially, you'd think, because the Chiefs are going to be one. And then I think whoever wins the AFC South will be high up because, again, I think the Jacksonville think they're going to be high seeded. So I fancy Jacksonville to do well. I've been so impressed by Trevor Lawrence. I didn't put them in my top five yet, but they were close.
Right.
I'd need to see more from Deshaun Watson on the offense because if Nick Chubb was fit, I would be more confident of the Browns running game and defense. We've seen that win titles. How many times has that particularly?
But I think the record's impressive. But I think that, remember, Purdy came like only a field goal away from winning.
Yeah, listen, mate.
He didn't have his full assortment of weapons there, and he still managed to get around him. So I'm not as hot as you guys are on the Browns.
It's just the defense, mate. It's more the defense.
Who are you going for, Jay?
Oh, no, go on. And your NFCs?
Chiefs v. Jags. Chiefs v. Jags in the AFC. Lions, Niners in the NFC.
I think I'm going to go with Steve. I think at the moment, it's going to be the Lions and the Niners. Because I think that'll be an almighty battle right now. AFC wise, I don't see how you can look past the Miami. Like Miami and the Chiefs is definitely going to be like Miami and the Chiefs. That's going to be like, I mean, we'll get a little taster of that in a couple of weeks' time or so in Germany. But I you know, I think that's going to give us a bit more of a.
Is that in Germany, that game? Is that
Germany? Yeah, that's the one in Frankfurt.
Oh, is that possibly like the best international series game?
That's game. Oh my
that's
god,
some game because that is like that affects like number one seeds and stuff, doesn't it?
When, yeah,
like, that's a big game.
I think that shows that they've got better fans than us. Yeah, I think they won after that. I just did something on them on the country road. Bring Me Home, Country Roads, and then also Sweet Caroline. And they were singing that way after the actual game had finished. They just carried on. So I was like, you know what? These guys, they were like, well, these guys can have the best games. England, you can have B level. Yeah, there you go. And you're going to lose the game as well. They're going to get a game. So that's what's going to happen. We're going to start getting like two games.
Is there any Mexico games this year?
No.
Was it last year they did one?
They did one last year, yeah. 49ers, I think they did. They did it there. Yeah. I think it was 49ers, from what I remember. But, yeah.
The
field was a mess. So
and the stadium's getting rebuilt this year. I think there will be one next year.
But look out for activities in South Africa and also in Spain, Madrid Stadium as well. So that definitely will be one. All right, guys.
I've got a question for you, Jay.
Go on.
A question for you because we've mentioned, both me and Steve have both mentioned best coach sides. Jay, who is your worst coached side?
Why are you coming for my team? I know what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm genuinely not. I've got a completely different one in my head.
The worst coached team. I mean, to be honest, it's the Chargers.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
They've got everything so that they should have. And I feel sorry for the guy because he's got like a full-grown beard now and he's snapping at journalists. He looked like he wanted to fight one the other day. But I just like, I don't know.
Who's Staley?
Yeah, he's got, I remember he was clean-shaven before. Now he's got a full beard. I don't know, just... They've got everything they need to have, and they shouldn't be like this up and down team. They remind me of old school Spurs. That's what they remind me of.
Yeah, they are.
That's Spursy.
Every game they've lost has probably been because of him.
Yeah.
Something he's done or not done, or something he's. You know who's the worst coach team in the league, Chris? And this is blasphemy, and I apologise in advance. New England Patriots are the worst coach in the league. The New England Patriots, and that's mad because he's the greatest coach of all time. They are a mess. And everything they do, it's almost like they forgot that the NFL is different now. It's a different game. You can't, it's like no explosivity whatsoever. Everything, they are so many like offsides or false starts or like ineligible men downfield or like, when they fouled on the field goal? And there's like, just like I've never seen before. It's so far removed from the Patriots that we've known and hated for so long. Like they never did this. They knew all the sneaky rules and they knew like ways to get round in, and they knew like just don't make mistakes, don't beat yourself. All they do now is kill themselves. They're a mess, and it's mad to say it, but like I wouldn't be shocked if they shake hands with Belichick at the end of the season and go, you know what, this just isn't working. Not only Belichick the coach, but Belichick the GM. Belichick the GM is fucking over Belichick the coach.
But the thing is, Belichick the GM is the worst GM in the league. This is the point. Yeah. The problem is that he's both, and that's just like, and he's not doing a good coaching job either, but he's got the worst GM in the league for himself there.
Yeah, well, no, the worst GM is Jerry Jones, who is the owner and the
GM. Jerry. He's got a good team.
They won't get to their destination. They won't even get to the NFC Championship. They won't get there at all, you know. And that's a travesty for someone who's spent that amount of money. He gets in his own way. And if you just the funny thing is, if you just let people do their job, then they would have won two Super Bowls by now. But he wants it to be the team that he built. He doesn't want like Jerry Jones. You know, you got it there because of someone else. Like his ego is too big for that.
I kind of respect that though, you know.
Can I ask you a question very quick?
Go on.
If you had a team who had no timeouts and 12 seconds to go on the goal line and they ran the ball, would you say they were a good coach team or a poorly coached team?
12 seconds to go.
poorly coached team. If you
so when Tyrone Taylor handed the ball off to Saquon Barkley at half time the other day, and they ran a play, and then the time ran out because they couldn't do anything with it. Was that good coaching or was that bad coaching?
That was pretty bad coaching, because running the football with 12 seconds to go is never a good thing to do.
And then at the end of the game, when they throw it, when the game was going to be over no matter what, that's probably when you should run it.
That was holding, by the way. I don't know how much more holding you could get. You know, how much more, like, you know, he owes him
Let
dinner.
The boys play. Let them play.
You know, I'm
Let
sorry.
Them sort it out on the field.
I was like, what am I watching here? I was like, you know what? The funny thing is that, like, I was late night in the room, late night in the room on my own, like, looking around for someone to agree with me. Like, am I the only person who's just seen it? Cats, can you see this? Like, it made me lose my mind, and I've got to stop staying up late to watch these damn games. Right, Rock of the Week. I want to know.
Is it the Bills that play the Patriots this week? Yes, because if it's the Bills that play the Patriots.
No, I don't pick layups.
Well, all right, Sam. Let me
come on. You got to put them out there.
All right. Okay. Sound. Let's see the schedule then. Let's go. Okay. Vegas, Chicago, Browns, Colts, Washington. Washington's looking pretty good about now. I'm going to go that the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Miami Dolphins.
That is hanging them, to be fair. That's a ballsy call.
Are you sure about this one?
5-1 v 5-1. That's a good Sunday night game, isn't it? Jeez, that's a good game.
That's a very good. I'm staying up for that. Yeah. I just finished saying I'm going to stop staying up late.
Oh, mate.
This is another one of those nighttime Jay fucking over morning Jay things.
Oh, mate. Honestly, look at his eyes suffering.
I don't know if you'd class this as ballsy, but it's two losing teams.
Okay.
I think the 2-3 Packers beat the 1-5 Broncos on the road. Is that
coward?
2-3 Packers.
That's a coward speak.
Cowardly.
Yeah. Really? Have you seen the Packers? Have you seen how bad we are?
Everyone is lining up to play the
okay,
Broncos.
Okay,
everyone.
Okay. Not enough for you. Okay. I've got a second one then. I do have a second one.
Okay.
The Lions beat the Ravens on the road.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Lions on the road
in
against Baltimore.
Right, here he is then, Mr. Porn Star, Mr. Big Dick. Get him out. Get your balls out. Show us what you made of, Jay. Come on.
Right, I'm going I was going to go between the Chiefs and the Chargers, but I just don't trust Staley. He's going to do something stupid. So I'm going to go with the Finns to beat the Eagles.
Lockdown.
Lock it up, baby. Lock it up. Lock that up.
Okay,
now
it's a lock off.
So that's it. That is it. It's definitely gonna happen. And I think that then I don't want to hear no crap talking about Tua. I'm also gonna put a B on there that the Vikings will get handily beaten by the 49ers handily. And Brock Purdy will be like looking at people and like, what are you saying about me now? So, you know, 3-4 touchdowns for Purdy.
God. Do you know what? The Vikings D is nowhere near as bad as last season, and we're pretty good against the run. And obviously, if CMC's not there, we're still getting beaten. We're still getting beaten. But I don't think it's gonna be handily. The problem we've got at the moment is like we haven't got an offense. Don't think we've scored a rushing touchdown all season, you know. Like, that's a bit nuts, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I blame the offensive line, not my friend Alexander. I think that it's not his fault in any form of way. It's your lot fault.
I just can't believe the Alexander Mattison Cam Akers backfield isn't producing. Who'd have predicted this?
The thing is that Alexander Mattison, when Cook goes down, has been brilliant for us. We've had O-line issues, and in that it's shit. I think that's what it comes down to. Mattison's not a bad running back. Cam Akers obviously knows the system, but doesn't look fit at the moment.
No, leave for fantasy reasons. Leave Alexander Mattison in. He gets a solid 10 points every week and leads me to 6-0 on all of my leagues. Yes, that
yeah, but
is
this
true.
Is the point, Dre. When you're in good leagues like me and Steve, like a solid 10 points from your running back isn't enough. Like we're in a deep league with players who know the game, and you need more than 10 points from a running back. And I tell you what, if I was getting 10 points from my running back in my leagues, I would be 0-6.
I'll be
That's
honest,
the level.
No one cares what the Bills fans is, but I must admit, I cheered. I didn't watch the game last night. I cheered the Michael Thomas touchdown.
Yes.
Because he's in my team. He's done jack shit. And I have to put him in my team because everyone else is on bye weeks and stuff. The NFL, these stupid bye weeks, they have two teams off and then like
two. And then six.
Yeah, so half my team's on bye. So I thought, I'm going to have to start with Michael Thomas. And I was watching the highlights and I was like, he hasn't done a jack shit. The next minute, he just gets his knee.
Mate. 15 points. I watched the game live and I was suffering and all I was seeing is Olave getting every pass and I was like, can you please pass it to the left?
Stop throwing
please.
It to Taysom Hill.
Stop passing. And then Olave just he was on a run and then what's the quarterback? I forget his name now.
Carr.
Yeah, Carr went deep and then Olave just stopped running and he was just like, what? Them two got into an argument and I was like, I know it's going to happen now. Two throws. Consecutively, one to get a first down, second one to get the to get a touchdown. Boom! Thank you very much, Derek Carr. You saved my record yet again.
I mean,
right?
I watched the game this morning. He must have had 15 passes to Alvin Kamara. I've not seen
everyone.
The stats back on it. My
Kamara, I wish I'd have got him. He's such a good player. Good
Captain,
player.
Captain.
Sorry. Last thing I want to say, and I think you're going to agree with me on this one, Chris. I think that Stee owes Zach Wilson an apology. I think he does because Zach Wilson has pulled two victories out and it's because of him.
Yeah.
Right. And he's beat one of the best.
You owe the New York Jets D an apology for not backing them enough to get wins.
I didn't never once said I didn't back the Jets defensively. I think the quarterback's ass. I've seen nothing that changes my mind, to be honest with you. Like,
you owe Zach Wilson an apology.
I owe Zach Wilson jack shit. If they had a quarterback...
How many victories does he need to get for him to get a full-blown apology from you?
He has to play well.
But...
I don't care. Like,
he's a part of the victory, you know. You do know. They just, like, get the ball off of him and just tell him to stand there in the corner.
A little bit. That's
unbelievable. Yeah,
Brees, run, Brees. Like that. And it's not like honestly. Don't listen. I think if they had a quarterback, they would have been. Would they have been in most of our top five? Do you think? If they had,
they're playing well. They're still winning.
Yeah,
they're 3-3.
Garrett Wilson is still relevant somehow, which is amazing.
And Brees Hall.
Because of what you don't pass to himself.
No,
you got to. But it's for shame. On both of you.
Listen, I'm fine. Listen, I want the more good teams, the more good matches, the better. I'm trying to think who's the worst quarterback the Jets could have to be a playoff team, do you think? Like, there's been talk of trading for Kirk Cousins, hasn't there? Like, Cousins on the Jets.
I don't understand why people are talking about that because that makes no sense whatsoever. Because why would they trade for him? What happens after when Aaron Rodgers gets fit? And you know, Aaron Rodgers is like just seeping all the attention he possibly can by making sure that he's walking or doing something new each week. He's jealous of Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, he saw Taylor Swift on Saturday night with Travis Kelce on Saturday Night Live, didn't he? Of course, I'm going to have to get myself a walk. He's still saying he's going to play this season, isn't he?
Taysom Hill is the answer to that question.
What?
Play Taysom. And if you've got him in your fantasy, don't trade him. Don't let him go. Keep Taysom. Lock him in your lineup because one in every three games he'll pay off big time.
Is he still a tight end? Tight end on fancy?
You put him on tight end, yeah.
That's a cheat code, that, isn't it?
Right, I think we come to an end. We will be back next week with we might be revising our power lists a little bit each week. And then also, what I want you guys to do is that we can have a new segment every week. a player that you have to apologize to each week.
Okay.
So, right? So each week you have to apologize to someone. Mine might be Baker Mayfield, but I'm just hoping it's not, because then I don't have to apologize to him. Like, but I you know, the Zach Wilson apologies are rising at some point. So we'll see who Chris is going to have to apologize to, because you've been slagging off people left, right, and center.
No, I haven't. I did slag off Josh Allen very early doors, and he's already changed my mind. So I will apologize to Josh Allen.
Mac Jones gets Chris's every month when we're in the office. Yeah. Chris hates Mac Jones. Now, he's done nothing to suggest that he doesn't deserve that criticism. We'll see how that pans out.
He's worse than Zach Wilson.
It could be a team or a player that you have to apologize to.
Brandon Staley goes and beats the Chiefs.
But the thing is, they're so talented. They should get wins. That's the problem. He is holding them back.
As long as he's letting,
and they will win in spite of him.
As long as he's letting my guy Herbert here, just keep on throwing. And for the sake of all fantasy managers who have him in their team, he does all right. Staley, with his reckless plays, does all right for us. Even the interceptions doesn't affect your score.
What are you got? Like, what rules are you playing? How do the interceptions not affect your score? You turn them off.
No, because it's so you get so much points that even though Staley comes out with some nonsensical rubbish, just throw it all the time.
Well, Eckler's back now. That'll change.
Yeah.
Eckler's back.
Oh, no. Oh,
although he does like a dump off to Austin.
Exactly. That's fine. As long as he passes it to forward, that's fine with me. All right. We will catch you guys next week when I'll be speaking to these guys. Lovely gentlemen, once again. Check them out on Redmen TV on YouTube if you are a Liverpool fan. Even if you're not and you want to get educated on real football, then you'll be watching Redmen TV.
Okay.
Now, we will be handing Everton their backside tomorrow. Can I get a score prediction on that, please?
3-1.
No spoilers from your shows if you guys haven't put it
3-1.
In. 3-1.
Yeah.
1?
Yeah, we always win 3-1. He's right. But I'm going to go 2-1 to Liverpool, obviously.
All right, let's do it. All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, you want me to do it?
Yeah, damn straight.
Oh, my... I don't foresee them scoring against us. I've been 3-0.
Like yours. Can we pick your score? I prefer yours.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a very nice, easy victory. Gakpo will come on for 5 minutes so he can get his little bit of exercise so he can come back. And then the Empire will return to its place. You know, this is the season, boys. I'll keep on saying it. This is the season.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.